Since Kaylee and Sarah cannot behave, listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Nacho Fitness Coach, the podcast where fitness is more about fun than form. I'm Sarah, the fitness expert who lifts heavy and loves a good challenge.
And I'm Kaylee, a newbie who runs more for survival than sport.
We're here to remind you that fitness doesn't have to be serious,
but we definitely take the snacks seriously.
So if you're looking for some laughs and a few questionable fitness tips,
you've come to the right place. Welcome to season 5.
So Kaylee, what do you like to listen to when you work out?
I don't know. Sometimes a podcast and sometimes music.
Hey, wait, this is a podcast. What if you could have both
at the same time?
Oh yeah. Podbeat is a free mobile app that lets you add any beat style to any podcast for your workout. It's easy to do and free to download in the App Store. Kaylee, you sound pretty cool with the trap beat, but Sarah, the funk beat works for your voice.
So if you want to make our podcast work for a workout, check it out in the App Store.
They even have Podbeat for Android users in the Google Play Store. Okay, on to the show. Hey, welcome back to Nacho Fitness Coach podcast, where Sarah brings the science and the side eye and I bring the snacks and shenanigans. How you doing, Sarah?
The side eye. Do I do that?
No.
No. Oh, that's fabulous.
Just made it up.
That's funny. It's good. It's great. How are you?
I'm fine.
Life is good.
Life's great. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to be here with you.
Always happy to be here.
It's something I really look forward to. As a matter of fact, today I blasted Celine Dion all day, just like getting me hyped up and ready for this.
Wow.
Perfect.
That would not be my choice of music, but that's good for you. I'm so glad. Well, I feel like we started off the day right when you did give me a compliment for not looking so homeless today.
Yeah, what did I tell you? I think, quote unquote, you don't look like a bridge troll.
Right?
You're looking good.
It was hair wash day.
Shit.
Don't get me off schedule. I push it as long as possible.
Dang.
So it just depends on like when we record.
I did. I washed
where we're at in the mix.
I just got a haircut for the first time in over a year.
I mean,
and I'm talking trim. I'm talking scissors to my hair. I took like 4 inches off.
Your natural hair is legit. Like you've got.
Well, thank you.
Good texture.
Thank you.
Good volume. And it's. You got 4 inches taken off? Man, so it was like hitting your butt before.
It was getting long, but it was starting to look. I couldn't wear it curly anymore. It was getting out of control.
Getting a little dead and just dry at the ends.
It needed to be a little bit cleaned up. But then it's funny because you and I use the same hairdresser.
Right.
And she told me that, I don't know if this might be a HIPAA violation. I don't know.
Do hairstylists have to abide by HIPAA?
She told me. She's like, Sarah got her extensions put back in. I'm like, she what?
Unbelievable.
I actually was thinking about going short.
You can't. It's against the brand at this point.
No, I can't.
We've had the cartoons made. I mean, it is a little bit shorter in the cart. Like, you could probably go for another, like, 4 or 6 inches off and still be.
I couldn't mess with the brand. And I have been on, like, I quit cutting and dyeing my hair in 2020.
Right.
When you couldn't for a little while.
Right. And then you're like, why go back?
Let's keep going.
Right.
But no, it was time for a trim. Congratulations on the extensions. They look great. Your hair looks full and healthy and luscious.
I love my extensions. And it's like, I got my weave put back in, people. That means it's ready to mean business.
My sister, we were visiting her in Lincoln a month ago. And she was trying to grill my daughters without me in the room. And she was asking them if, she was like, does your mommy get fake hair? Does she get like extensions?
And they were like, huh? What?
But I did, after I got it cut, I spent some time straightening it on my own. And that's a production.
It is a production. It is a big deal.
If I don't think I can get like 3-4 days out of wearing it straight, and then it's not worth my time.
I try to push it like a week, and I've had to work up to that.
Yeah,
but like you can always tell the progression of where I'm at in like my wash cycle. Mm-hmm. So like,
I know exactly what you mean. You don't have to explain it to me.
It's different though if it's the extensions or not. Like if I have my extensions in, my hair is not curly, right? Yeah. Because they won't match. So, you know, if I'm going with the natural curls, those babies are not in.
Yeah.
If they're in, that kinkiness doesn't match.
I will say, when you had the extensions out and you were getting a little freaky with the curls, it was super cute. You look super cute with those. Your family pictures.
I finally was like, you know what? This is one family pictures. It's been years since my extensions have been out when it's been time to have family pictures.
Yeah.
Like probably like before we had baby number two, I had chopped my hair off and taken them out because I did go through a brand that they just wrecked my hair.
Yeah.
And so it was really fine and had kind of broken off a lot. And so I did. I kind of chopped it like just below the shoulder. So for a while, I didn't have them in. But then as it would grow back out, I put them back in. And so every family picture, I've had them in.
Hmm.
And so this was the first year where I was like, you know what? Instead of putting them back in before pictures, I'll actually just document the fact that
it was really cute.
I do have very naturally like wavy hair. Mm-hmm. If it's shorter, it's tighter curls.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's not as heavy, right? So I was like, okay, this will be cute. Like, this will be good. And I've, you know, been really lazy about taking the time to get it colored.
Yeah.
Which is a bother. Like, I do like it to be
blonder. That's why I have gray hair, because I just...
It's just... But I just don't want to take the time to do it and keep it up.
Do you have gray hair?
No, not really.
I start going
gray. I mean, this is my natural, like, this brown here.
Like a mousy brown.
It is a mousy brown, which is why I've never liked it, because it's not really that cute.
It's fine.
And there's not a lot of highlights or texture, whatever. It's just flat mousy.
Sure.
But this is my natural. So, like... I mean, there's a random spotty one, I think, starting to kind of pop up. But nope, I don't have the streak.
I started going gray when I was 26, and fought it not too hard because I'm lazy.
Right.
And I'm just not one to keep up with it. I'm not going to go in every 6 or 8 weeks or whatever. Right. And so I would, like, go get it colored, and then, you know, 6 months would pass. But then when I realized that it was just growing in like the front streaks, I was like, you know what? I can work with this. I can make this a thing.
Yeah.
So I just decided to embrace it. I would have had a harder time had it just been straight up growing in gray. Like
across
the board.
For sure.
So that being said, this is a fitness podcast.
I know. I feel like that was not maybe the direction that we had planned for the topic for the day. But how do we even get here?
It's hard to say.
You're calling me out for my extensions.
Oh, I said you don't look like a bridge troll tonight.
That's right. I was like, oh, yeah, I was giving... Thank you for my compliment.
You're welcome.
I mean, I tend to say I don't look homeless.
You usually come in looking...
Pretty rough.
Pretty rough.
Yeah. If I'm wearing a hat, that's the last, like, day or two before.
Yeah.
Because you just throw it on and, like, away you go. But so I do love me a good hat. Like, I love hats.
I'm not a hat person. Actually, I've been trying to experiment more with hats.
Yeah.
But I feel like every time, like when I'm wearing a hat, I feel like people look at me and they know she doesn't wear hats.
You're not a hat person.
This is the first time she's worn a hat in 3 years, and I can tell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. I mean, yeah, for sure.
So
I know that.
But I'm trying to do a beanie every now and then. It's winter. It's cold.
Beanies don't work well for me because my head is very big around. So I always feel like
you do have a big head. Because it's got to fit that big old ego.
It does.
You know?
So it's hard
to find.
It's hard to find a beanie that doesn't just slowly start like popping.
Your ego just fills it up.
It does. It just pushes it.
Hot air balloon.
It just pushes it right up off the top. And then if I get the like pom pom on top, same thing. It's just like it goes whoop. And I'm like spinning the whole time.
It's all that hot air.
It just keeps trying to blow off the top.
All right, let's get into a topic.
Okay.
Here, what are we doing?
Well, so I had a really interesting conversation in my household not very long ago, and it was kind of one of those moments where I was like, casual, oh, hey, babe, you know, after a long day, came home from work, my husband's like, hey, babe, I ordered a new water bottle, and...
It wasn't a Stanley.
No, it was not. He's like, I got a new water bottle. Actually, that was where I thought it was going.
Oh.
I mean, honestly.
And you were like,
and I was like,
divorce.
Oh, okay. And all of a sudden he was like, yeah. And he goes, and I have a referral code that if you want, you can get $100 off. Okay, so with that, we're going to take just a quick little ad break.
If you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. Okay, we're back.
$100 off?
And I said, I'm sorry, what did you just say? And he said, well, it's like a referral, a coupon code. Like, you could get yours for $100 off. And I was like, $100 off of what? How much is this water bottle that you purchased? And what, is it magic?
Does it wipe your ass?
Does it make you lose 50 pounds? Like,
these are the important questions.
What does it do for you? For you to be excited about giving me a coupon
for $100 off.
I was like, how much? I'm sorry. How much is the water bottle that you ordered?
And how much was it? Get to the point.
$200.
For a fucking water bottle?
Now, you know me. I do love a good deal. 50% off, I'd be like, yes. But I was like, are you freaking kidding me? What on earth? What water bottle?
Is it like the piss of angels?
Oh, my word. It's like anti-aging or something. I was like, okay. I was like, well, you know what? We are mature adults. And he felt compelled to make this investment in himself for whatever reason. I'm not going to poo-poo all over it because there's probably been things I've purchased that have been questionable to him.
Sure. And I just need to know, did you use the referral code?
No, I did not. So I was like, this thing better be like next level healing properties, weight loss, fat loss, whatever it needs to be.
Sure.
For $200. So a week or so went by, however long. And then also, you know, most packages, especially the ones like we order on Amazon for like auto ship stuff, and it's all got my name on it. Occasionally Dane gets one with his name on it, but I kind of forget to look because so many of them are just like the things I've ordered for our house and for our kids or whatever else. And so, you know, I was just kind of going through the boxes that came, which Amazon is very tricky that way, by the way, because one order can come in like 8 boxes.
Yeah, I know.
And he, from the very beginning, he's been like, what have you ordered? And like one box. I need one shipment. Anyways, so it came and I was just like ripping through stuff and I was like, what is this? And the box is only like this big. I was like, it's black. It looks really fancy. And that's, I was like, it's like this big.
Show me one more time.
It's like this big.
Like girth wise.
I should have kept it.
Oh, wow.
I should have kept the box. I could have brought the water bottle in, but I think I found it. I can't remember what brand his is, but I'm pretty sure it's this one. And so, like, I pulled it up because I thought we should maybe talk about it because it should see if you think that it's worth the investment. Okay, so, I mean, anyways, I actually meant for us to go down me, like, pitching this to you first and seeing if you felt like it was worth the value to make the decision. Like, I kind of got to the story maybe a little bit too fast, but it's fine. Fair. Here we go. Okay, so it is water with a high concentration of hydrogen, creating a refreshing hydration experience. Enjoy 1 to 3 bottles a day to support your body's hydration and energy needs, which is just water, right? Okay, so it boosts your energy levels. Okay, infuse your water with therapeutic hydrogen. Okay. So now it's just regular hydrogen. It's therapeutic hydrogen.
Sure, it has to be.
And it helps boost energy levels, encourage healthy skin and hair, reduce inflammation, promote mental clarity and focus, and it is counter-free radical damage and oxidative stress.
Oh my goodness.
Which
sold.
Sounds like a magic pill.
I'll take 14.
Here, oh, here's another one. Okay. I'm ready to unlock a healthier, more energized you. It helps counter inflammation, helps combat aging, encourages healthy and mental, or encourages energy and mental sharpness, and supports muscle recovery.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Okay, it's a water bottle that you put regular water in, and it transforms it through magic or science into
it infuses it with hydrogen. So you can see here. So there, that's where you can see the girth.
I never actually, I see the girth.
So the girth, yeah, I mean, it's like, right? And so, yeah, so here's the funny part about it. So he got sold on all of these promises, right?
Because, sure, like you do.
Listen, he has a he has a desk job. Mm-hmm. And when you have a desk job at a computer,
you sit,
you're incredibly sedentary, and he spends long hours at it. There's not a balance of like energy and moving, right, and nutrition's not super planned out, not all of the things, which that was me at one point. Like, I had the high, sure, corporate stress job. And I
think when you're in that position, I think you may be more apt to, you know, buy into things that will help.
Yeah. You're like, oh, some of that. Well, okay. If all I need is drink water.
Right. Dasani's not going to cut it.
No, I need to like push a button, have this light come on with bubbles.
Yeah.
And infuse it with hydrogen. And that's going to solve. But, you know, I feel like at this point, we all know how I feel about like healthy habits and the big rocks. And I mean, really, to me, there's like five, right? Your sleep.
Yeah.
Your general activity, mm-hmm, general nutrition, prioritizing protein, non-processed, right? Whole foods. Drinking your water in general, like your volume of water. Mm-hmm. And then heavy strength training.
Yeah.
To me, I'd say like those are your five big rocks.
And a magic water bottle's not.
No.
A big rock.
No, it's not a rock. It's not a rock. But, I mean, it's a good sale, right?
We talked about this earlier this season with the cupcake episode where have your sleep, nutrition, consistency, yes, basically, is your cake.
Yes.
And then all the frosting is these type of things. The right. Hydrogen water bottle.
It's the icing. It's not, yeah, the cake, right? So, anyways, so, you know, he was like, very excited about it.
Okay.
It comes in the box. And I drink from Nalgene bottles,
mm-hmm,
which are big, huge water bottles. They're like 32 to 40 ounces. Then we're here. Right? Like, yes. Like, it's so big. It doesn't fit into the cup holder.
She's thick.
They're thick. They are thick. So, you know, to me, that's a water bottle. I'm like, if I am trying to drink, you know, close to a gallon on average a day, I am not going to run and refill. Even like 16 ounce water bottles are annoying, sure, to me, right? Because you have to fill them like 8 of them.
Yep.
I don't got time to go to I want a big bottle and fill it a couple times a day. And know if I drink it, I'm done.
Sure.
So I was kind of envisioning like just a big water bottle.
Yeah.
This thing comes and it is like this big. And I pulled it out of the box and I was like, is this your $200 water bottle? And I was like, this is it? This is like a shot of water. Do you know how many times? I say, how many times a day are you planning on filling this up?
But it has hydrogen.
But now at least maybe you'll be getting some more steps in, right? Because now
there you go.
You're having to go to the water fountain the all trick. The time. That could be the trick. But here's, so then in the marketing, guess how many ounces of water is in just like the water compartment part, because then it's got a lid and it's 8. Got the little bottom.
8.
10.
10. I was going to say 10. Damn it.
I mean, it is like 3 chugs of water to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is nothing. What? You're going to spend more time filling it and walking around, which that is probably the magic part behind it.
Could
you're going to be moving your body Plus now.
Just sitting next to the water cooler.
Right. Just install a sink next to your desk. But I was like, are you... This is not for real. Is this for real? And so there was a few days where it got filled and then turned on. Like, it was like, I saw him drinking from it a little bit. And I was like,
change his life?
I'm like, what's your plan to like wash this? Because I know in our house, like I pretty much do the majority of the dishes.
Right.
Occasionally he'll help, like,
you're a stay-at-home wife. Actually, earlier today you texted me and informed me that you are very expensive.
I am a very expensive stay-at-home mom, and that's all I do is just housework.
That's hilarious.
I had nothing else.
Because you have a master's degree in business.
I think it's maybe time for a little quick ad break. Hey, it's Sarah, and my book, Healthy Habits Challenge, 10 Weekly Habits for Better Health, is now available via hardcover on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search Healthy Habits Challenge. All right, we're back.
Double undergraduate major.
It's like, and I just stay home and just do nothing but dishes.
Yeah, you do nothing.
Fold laundry.
That's all you do.
You know what I mean?
Be Sarah Sutherland. Sits at home all day and does nothing.
Just nothing. And so I was like, okay. Well, I said, what's your plan to wash this? Because this is clearly not dishwasher safe.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm not doing it.
I could probably count on 2 hands the number of times I've seen him hand wash something.
Sure.
So then I'm like, so then does the hydrogen also sanitize? Like, does it have this magical antimicrobial, antibacterial property in which that when you're drinking it, you now don't have to wash it either?
Yeah.
Because then you have to have a plan for care and maintenance. So anyways, I've seen him drink from it a couple of times.
Okay.
It's not been a magical pill.
No.
I don't think so.
Well, I will say, you did have this topic on our topic list,
mm-hmm.
and I took a peek at our topic list, which I don't typically do.
No, you were trying to be prepared.
I was trying to be a little bit prepared. So yeah. I have heard of hydrogen water bottles.
Okay.
But I did have our assistant, Queso, help me out a little
Ooh, bit. What'd he say?
You know, he
What
just
research should he do for us?
Is Queso a he or a she?
I think you said he. Didn't you say he?
Yeah, to me.
You told me he's a he. I'm good with a he. That way it balances the team out.
Yeah,
we've got the two girls, and then we've got Alan and Queso.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have to put him on the payroll. Well, Alan's not even on the payroll. So. Yeah, I know.
Who's getting paid?
Wait. The purport, what it told me, the purported benefits of hydrogen water.
Okay.
Purported means alleged.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. What they're claiming.
Much
the marketing
like you
claims.
Said, acts as a powerful antioxidant, neutralizing harmful free radicals in the body. It's said to reduce oxidative stress and inflammation, improved energy and recovery, better hydration, brain health, anti-aging.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Buzzwords.
Yep. All. It's just all.
Right. So then it went into
with buzzwords there.
Criticisms and why it may be unnecessary. There's a lack of robust evidence, which we love evidence on.
I do love evidence.
Here at Nacho Fitness Coach,
yep.
we love science.
Give me a good white paper, right?
Yeah. While some studies show potential benefits, much of the research is in early stages with limited human trials.
So what have they been trying it on?
Your husband. Results are often inconsistent, making it unclear. Overhyped marketing.
Yeah. I mean, they have spent a lot of money on their marketing here.
Claims about hydrogen water can be exaggerated, especially from companies selling these bottles. Cost versus benefit. Hydrogen water bottles and prepackaged hydrogen water can be expensive, and there may be cheaper ways to achieve similar health outcomes, i.e. eating antioxidant-rich foods, which I know you love.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrogen stability. Molecular hydrogen doesn't stay in water for long. It dissipates quickly. So the timing of consumption may limit its effectiveness.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I thought that was interesting. I did a little bit of my own research via the world we live in now, which is AI.
Okay, so, well, I do have a white paper, actually, that came up. It's NIH.
Your goddamn white paper.
I know, because it's from PubMed, which I love PubMed. I go through. It emerges a novel approach in the health and field wellness. Now, I did actually have one white paper that I came across that even the abstract was like just spew of nothing that made coherent sense. And I did actually then copy and paste the abstract into ChatGPT and be like, can you explain this to me like I'm five? And I was like, that's what I thought it said, but I just needed to make sure. You know,
sure,
sometimes you're just
nothing
like...
nothing wrong with that.
I mean, because usually you get down into the white paper itself and it's just
boring.
Jumbo.
Oh, jumbo.
Abstract. The abstract usually gives you like a good summary that's in English.
Sure.
And that the other one I came across did not. So
I
this
don't know what
one,
the abstract means, but
it's the paragraph at the top that's the summary. There, you've heard that word, summary.
Yeah, it's a big word for Elmo.
It is. You are a teacher at this point. We're going to have to get you up to speed with some of this because you're eventually going to have to teach your children.
I know what a summary is.
Okay, so... anyways, it just, after initial criteria, articles reviewed by two blind investigators, a total of 25 articles were in a systematic review or systemic review, whatever, systematic. Take your pick how you want to say it.
No. Is it systemic or systematic? Those are two very different things. Read
systemic.
It. Sound it out.
Systematic review.
Okay.
That one is systematic review. Okay. It says, current research needs to fully explain the mechanisms behind the potential benefits. Continued scientific exploration will provide valuable insights. See, this doesn't really say anything.
So, like, we're going to keep working on it. Stay tuned, you know?
But initial research is
blah. Meh.
You know, it explored health benefits with physical exercise. Ooh, look at this one.
Oh.
We've divided our summary of findings into the two following subheadings.
Lazy people and active people.
Yes. All right. So now we're getting somewhere. The benefits of hydrated water. Physical benefits, health benefits with physical exercise. Anti-cancer properties and reduces oxidative stress. But it does have in there as a bubble that it has to be with physical exercise. So don't be lazy bum and think this is going to be your miracle.
You health heard it benefits here first, with
physical
folks.
Exercise. I mean, honestly, spend your $200 and go get a gym membership and learn how to lift weights and move your body. Get in 10,000 steps a day. And that, if you get to the point where, like, you have all of the rest of that dialed in and then you want to go buy a hydrogen-rich water bottle.
Yeah, and I think
and just, make just, 30 steps, 30 trips right. a day to the water fountain.
To your like, point, you have the big rocks and then you can fill it in.
Yeah.
With and the gravel. That's fine. The your, small rocks.
Yeah. Your fluff, your icing, and then the cake, right?
Cupcake, yeah, it's so. Just, I think it's unfortunate that, you know, in the fitness industry, fitness culture in general, is that people do see these buzzwords and they things are shiny and you can easily get sold on it, and it's not, these shiny things are not going to change your life.
No, they're not. Like, you got to do the other stuff first. Sure. Spend the time, change the habits. This is like the icing.
I love how we always just come back to the conclusion. Remember, I asked you if we were ever going to run out of topics, and you're like, no, because we're just always preaching the same thing.
And it's funny because it always comes back.
It does.
Always. And it's just like, ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. So. And I think, and here's what this whole minute to things to bring up for our listeners before investing in something like this, ask yourself, is it backed by science or is it just a new shiny trend?
Yep. I mean, marketing can be very shiny.
It can.
And, you know, I just do feel like it is human nature. I don't think it's specific to the U.S. Yeah, you want I think it to be easy. Across the world, pill. I think. We are just looking for an easy, quick fix. And the reality of it is that it just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You got to do all the right things first. And then maybe some of that stuff will work to like dial some things in, but it's not going to replace.
So you did not use the referral code?
Nope.
I saved $100 off, dude. You could just.
I do. A lot of things, if it's 50% off, I'm buying it whether I need it or not. This was a hard no for me. Wow. And then when I saw the size, I was like,
that's what she said.
It made me laugh. I was like, nope, definitely not. That thing is way too small. Just saying.
All right. I think we should end there.
That's a great final note.
It'll be a good clip.
That will be a great clip. Everything's for the gram.
All right, Alan's back with the tacos.
We're going to go eat.
So
until next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to head over to our Instagram at Nacho Fitness Coach and let us know how you feel about the topic. Do you love it or hate it?
Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. And if you like our podcast, leave us a rating. See you next time.
You've been listening to Euphony Innovative's Sonified.